This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Has the Church Replaced Israel? A Look at God's Promises. It offers a simplified exploration of replacement theology and explains why the church has not replaced Israel in God's redemptive plan. Instead, it shows how both Jews and Gentiles are part of God's promises through faith in Christ. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. Many Christians have been taught that the church has replaced Israel as God's chosen people. This idea, called replacement theology or supersessionism, claims that when Israel rejected Jesus, God's promises to them were transferred to the church. But is this what the Bible really teaches? This question matters because it affects how we understand God's character, His faithfulness, and our relationship with Israel today. What the Bible says about Israel, the Bible shows that God made everlasting promises to Israel. In Genesis 12, He promised Abraham land, descendants, and blessings for all nations. These promises were confirmed in the Mosaic covenant and through the prophets. Even when Israel failed, God promised to restore them. Jesus Himself said He came for the lost sheep of Israel. Although Gentiles were included in God's plan, Jesus' mission did not replace Israel but expanded to bless all nations, as God promised Abraham. Paul also teaches in Romans 11 that God has not rejected Israel, calling their promises irrevocable. What about the church? Church is not a replacement for Israel but a continuation of God's plan. Paul describes Gentiles as branches grafted into Israel's olive tree. This means Christians sharing God's blessings through faith in Christ, but Israel remains central to God's plan. Why this matters today: for centuries, replacement theology has been used to justify anti-Semitism, leading to horrible events like the Holocaust. But this goes against Jesus' teachings of love and reconciliation. Understanding that God's promises to Israel still stand helps us reject prejudice and celebrate God's faithfulness. A hopeful future: the Bible promises a future where Jews and Gentiles worship together in unity. Revelation 21 describes the New Jerusalem with names of Israel's tribes and the apostles, symbolizing this beautiful unity. God's plan is bigger than replacement, it's about restoration and inclusion. Conclusion: God's promises to Israel are unchanging, and His plan includes all who trust in Jesus. Instead of replacing Israel, the church is grafted into God's family. This truth calls us to humility, love, and faith in a God who keeps His promises.